For more on the jobs numbers, we're joined by the chairman of President Bush's Council of Economic Advisers, Gregory Mankiw. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you.
This sounds like the kind of robust job growth that you've been predicting for some time now. Do you think this is a fluke? Is this sustainable?
I think this number today confirms what we've been seeing in the other economic statistics. The economy and the recovery is very much on track. We've been seeing strong GDP growth. We've been seeing declining initial claims for unemployment insurance. We've seen good indicators from the purchasing managers. The labor market indicators from the payroll survey are also coming into line and showing that the economy is doing pretty well.
I want to talk to you about unemployment a little bit. Unemployment now 5.7%. It was 4.2% when President Bush took office back in January of 2001. 1.8 million jobs lost so far during this administration, and I guess that would be just about 2 million people who say this recovery is not working for them. What would you say to them?
Well, the president inherited a recession. There was a series of contractionary shocks to the economy that he had to deal with. First, there was the end of the high-tech bubble. Then there were corporate governance scandals, and then there was terrorist attacks. And all those things put downward pressure on the economy. We lost a lot of jobs, and that caused a lot of pain. The president put in place pro-growth fiscal policies that are now allowing the economy to recover. The economy's created 759,000 jobs since August. The president's jobs and growth bill went into effect this summer, and the economy turned around just a couple months after that. So we've created a lot of jobs, but not enough. And we need to create more jobs. We need the unemployment rate to keep coming down. It's fallen from 6.3 at its peak back in June to 5.7 most recently. So it's heading in the right direction over the past 6 months, but it needs to go farther.
If you look at the manufacturing sector, they've seen 44 straight months of job losses. This past month, they were flat for the first time. Are those jobs that are gone and not coming back? And if so, what do you do about that?
Yes, you're absolutely right that manufacturing has been hit particularly hard. We understand why that is. If you look at business investment was hit very hard. Exports were hit very hard. Both those things are easy to understand. The end of the high-tech boom, corporate governance scandals, those directly affected business investment. Slow growth abroad among our major trading partners, that directly affected exports. And those are two categories of GDP that the manufacturing sector produces. They produce a lot of business investment. They produce a lot of goods for export. And the fact that those two categories have been weak have been a hard time manufacturing. But both of those categories are also turning around.
Do you think, though, that the industry has changed, that global trade has affected this in such a way that a lot of those jobs just may not be coming back, that sector has changed fundamentally?
Well, I think we still have a very vibrant economy. You're right that not all those jobs are going to come back, but I think the key is to create jobs, is to grow the economy, and to create opportunities for people.
Mr. Mankiw, you got in a bit of political hot water back in February when you testified before Congress about outsourcing, among other things, and you called outsourcing a plus. You had to apologize to the Speaker of the House. A lot of economists seem to agree with you about that outsourcing isn't necessarily a bad thing. Was it a politically incorrect thing to say?
Well, yeah, I'm not a politician, but what I can say is our goal is to create jobs here in the United States. The key to creating jobs here is not to retreat to economic isolationism, which is what some people would have us do. America should stay engaged with the rest of the world. Economic prosperity is not zero sum. Other countries can prosper, and we can prosper together.
So some amount of outsourcing, you think, still makes some sense?
I think what makes sense is not trying to retreat from the rest of the world, not by building walls and hiding behind them, not by throwing rocks in our harbor, but by maintaining a commitment to free and open markets. The president's very committed to pulling down trade barriers.
I'm trying to read between the lines a little bit here. I wonder if the word outsourcing has just become something that must not be said.
Well, I think what we want to do is focus on the fundamentals. And the fundamentals are job creation, and the fundamentals are economic growth and creating better jobs for Americans. And the president has the policies in place to do that. Some people look at prosperity around the world and think that it's a threat to American prosperity, and that's just not right. Other countries can grow, and we can grow together.
Mr. Mankiw, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Gregory Mankiw is chairman of President Bush's Council of Economic Advisers.